Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is Wednesday, October 29th, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Gotta say, it's a little slim today. So the truth has come out about the Apple Watch and how much you're going to have to charge the thing. And where is the inside info coming from? From the main man himself, Mr. Tim Cook. According to a report in The Verge, Tim Cook said, "We think you're going to have to end up charging it daily, or at least overnight. That's what we think." He went on to say that Apple is still trying to understand usage patterns a little bit better on watches. And he went on to say that how much you need to charge the watch will depend on how much you actually use it. Well, let me see, Tim. It's on my wrist. I want to check the time. Kind of want to know what's going on with my phone and my SMS and my notifications and stuff. I'm going to guess I'm going to be using it. One thing's for sure, that if it's a device that's lacking GPS or a cellular radio in it and it's needing to be charged daily, this is suggesting definitely that the device's screen or the processor itself is drawing the most power. It also shows that Apple's not really made any breakthrough in battery technology either. I don't know, as more and more is coming out about this watch, the further and further away I'm getting from actually purchasing one, to be honest. YouTube. Yep, we go there a lot. We like to look at our viral videos and all the cutie cats and the dogs and, you know, all sort of those things, right? Well, would you pay for it? Well, Google's thinking maybe you will. It seems that the YouTube online video service might soon provide a way to do away with those increasingly annoying ads. Yeah, they are becoming quite annoying. According to the Wall Street Journal, the network is considering adapting what would get rid of all the ads together and introduce a subscription-based billing for customers who want to use it that way instead. The subscription model would be, of course, by choice if users wanted to go that direction. It will exist alongside the main continuing revenue of the ad-supported YouTube that we all know and love now. Also from the Wall Street Journal, sources are saying that it will be focused on certain types of video content, mostly including news. Paying for YouTube when it's been free for all these years. Nah, I think I'll just keep on clicking off those ads. I'm fine with that. Are you one of these users that think, I can't think of how I want to search for this thing? Well, let's just use an emoji. Yeah, an emojicon. You know what I'm talking about, right? Well, that doesn't work, does it? Well, not in Google, but it does now in Bing. Microsoft Search Engine, yes, has announced support for emoji, enabling users to type in the special characters into mobile or desktop search and receive results based on their meaning. The search engine will offer up definitions for some of the more puzzling emojis. It will even combine different emojis or words and emojis to provide search results. Oh, I guess that's all cute and nice, Microsoft, but I'll just stick with words and Google for now. Thanks, though. Speaking of Microsoft, it looks like a little bit of screenshots have surfaced with Office for Mac in Retina glory. Chinese site CN Beta has posted convincing-looking Outlook screenshots. It says it's part of Office for Mac for 2016, suggesting that Mac users can expect a very much long overdue to Microsoft's productivity suite before too long. Now, the screenshots depict a more of a flat user interface, really keeping in form with what Yosemite is offering right now. So it's really suggesting that the software will support Retina screens and will also offer integration with Notification Center. Rumors are saying that Microsoft actually might launch this new version before the year is out. One thing's for sure, good thing that they're getting it off the shelf, dusting it off, and getting rid of the cobwebs. Grooveshark, yes, everybody's favorite pirate, a streaming music service, has announced a live concert series called Grooveshark Presents. The company wants to tap its online community for suggestions as it plans the event, so it really wants to get you involved, probably what acts you want to see live, and so on and so on. The first concert in the series is going to take place on November 10th in Gainesville, Florida, with such artists as Happy Accidents and Bells and Robs. Grooveshark CEO said in a statement that the company's streaming data and ability to communicate directly with customers will help remove that significant risk promoters take in booking talent. However, though, there is one thing that remains to be seen, since Grooveshark, yes, remember that, they're still facing legal opposition from the music industry. Are they going to be paying these artists for the performances? Because they really haven't been paying them for their streaming service lately, have they? And finally, email. Yeah, sometimes it's just a pain in the butt to answer it all, isn't it? Well, Android users, you might have a little thing to look forward to. Less.mil is what it's called. It's a new artificial intelligence-based application that wants to make it easier for you to work through a crowded inbox, handling routine email responses by way of automatically replies based on the mobile's assistant's understanding of the original email's content. Now, the commands are dictated through natural language instead of via the specific keyboard triggers, as what's required in some other mobile assistant apps. RobinLab's CEO and co-founder said, "The idea with Less.mil is to surface one of Robin's underdeveloped features involving accessing email by voice. Big question here, though. Would you take the chance of trusting an artificial intelligence with some of your email?" I say why not? Artificial intelligence couldn't be any more offending than I already am. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech, and you can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the latest best in technology news from the past 24 hours. Hopefully, there's going to be a lot more than there was today. But until then, enjoy your hump day. It is Wednesday, so hump around. Don't take that literally. And thank you very much for listening.